Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 and 25. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away." This gospel teaches us how the kingdom of God, or Christianity, fares in this world, especially with respect to its doctrine. It must never be our hope and expectation that there will be nothing but Orthodox Christians and pure doctrine of God's word on this earth. There must also be false Christians and heretics, so that the genuine Christians may be proved, as Paul reminds us when he says in 1 Corinthians 11:19, "There must be factions among you, in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized." This parable does not speak of the false Christians who are failures as Christians only outwardly in their lives. He is speaking of those who are false to Christianity in their doctrine and faith, who go under the name of Christians, who make a fine show in playing the hypocrite, and are really injurious. It is a question of conscience, not just of outward action. The servants who can recognize the weeds among the wheat must be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. The whole point here is that we should not be surprised or dismayed if false doctrine and wrong faith of various kinds make their appearances in our midst. The devil is always present in some way or another among the sons of God. Let us pray. Sanctify our hearts and lives in such a way, O Lord, that we may not harm your kingdom in any way by hypocrisy, but in all things prove ourselves good seed for Christ the Savior's sake. Amen. Find the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and other educational resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to join us March 13th and 14th as we hear from best-selling author Nancy Piercy. Professor Piercy will share insights from her books on gender and sexuality, demonstrating how a biblical worldview is the solution to the challenges facing society and the church today. Register for the live stream or reserve a seat at flbc.edu/events.